There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80. That's 80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. We have an obligation. That nice, warm feeling you're carrying over from Thanksgiving, that fullness after any kind of big family get-together, from the meal, from the company, from the plenty of it all. It's important that you realize that not everyone is feeling that right now. In fact, many people are experiencing the exact opposite. More than 950 million people are food insecure. More than 38 million people in America still face hunger. And some 1.5 million children lost their primary or secondary caregiver from COVID-19. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. You might be thinking, so what? Stoicism is about focusing on what's in my control. Why should I care about some slow-moving humanitarian crisis? Because, as Marcus Aurelius wrote, those suffering humans are us, and we are them. To allow harm to come to them through indifference, through callousness, is to allow harm to come to ourselves. This is why the most magnificent moment of Marcus's reign was the day he decided to sell off the palace furnishings to keep Rome going, to help those in need. There was a Roman Stoic who spoke of our circles of concern. Our first concern was our mind, but beyond that was our concern for our bodies, our immediate family, then our extended family. Like concentric rings, these circles were followed by our concern for our community, our city, our country, our empire, our world. The work of the philosopher to the Stoics was to draw this outer concern inward, to learn how to care as much as possible for as many people as possible, to do as much good for them as possible. And this is our obligation. It is our duty to help others, to serve others, to illustrate those virtues of courage and justice toward and for and through others. So on today, so-called Black Friday, when some people might line up to go get a deal on a flat-screen television or gorge on leftovers, let us instead put our energy towards helping the less fortunate. Let us help people from going hungry. Let us alleviate someone's worry or fear. Let us put food on their table. Better yet, let us do this together. Daily Stoic is raising money for Feeding America. Last year, the Daily Stoic community came together and raised over $100,000 together, providing more than 1 million meals. And this year, we're trying to go twice as big. We've donated the first $20,000, and we'd like your help getting to our goal of $200,000, which would provide more than 2 million meals for families across the country. You just have to head over to dailystoic.com/feeding, and together we can make a small dent in a big problem. We can't alleviate everyone's struggle or suffering, of course, but for the people we can help, the difference is huge. So let's do it. Let's be good Stoics today. Let's fulfill our obligation. Just go to dailystoic.com/feeding. Even $1 can provide as many as 10 meals. So head over to dailystoic.com/feeding to help us reach our goal of providing 2 million meals for families across the country. And if you're not in America, if you want to do something globally, I'm sure there's a bunch of resources there. If you look for food banks in your local area, try to donate some money, make a difference. Again, this is what the Stoics do. This isn't just a philosophy for us. It's a philosophy that obligates us to help other people. And I hope you can celebrate Thanksgiving that way. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.